Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the She Said Project Podcast, where each week we share a story from the She Said Vault. I am your host, Jeanette Jerzyk, National Director of the She Said Project, and with me is one of the founders of this very important movement.
Carrie Rosso in the house.
Rosso. What Hi, must Jeanette. Be like to be you each and every day?
Yeah, well...
You know, you and some very special friends of yours started this whole concept. That's what she said. Tell us about the very, very nugget, the very beginning of That's What She Said.
There were a lot of moms that were working from home in the same neighborhood. And my co-founder, Jill Pierce, said one day, we started calling it the moffice, the mom office. Because when women decide to stay at home with their kiddos or they work at home, they suddenly lose colleagues and community and... You know, suddenly there's no water cooler to stand around and hash over the news with or connect to. So any woman in our neighborhood who stayed at home or worked from home, we would all join together in this moffice. And many, many times a day, someone would blurt out, that's what she said. And so when we started coming up with this idea of women telling their stories and creating a place for to give women a microphone, we decided that's what we're going to call it because we say it 1,000 times a day.
And it started in Champaign, Illinois in 2013 as a live stage show, women sharing personal stories and finding that human connection. And it has taken many forms over the years from a web series and now a podcast. And I just want to say... how excited I am about the podcast version where we get a chance to share once again the amazing stories that have been told on the She Said stage. And for me, it boils down to two words, yoga pants. Because, you know, this is podcast / radio world, and we don't have to get all pretty for the stage or the camera. So,
well, here are my two words. No bra.
Yes. Ladies, am I right?
Sorry.
With my ladies out there. No, it's true. It's true. We as women, we need a safe space to come together and share the stories behind the stories. Or I think you like to say, this is the party after the party where the hair comes down, the shoes come off, the wine flows, and real women are sharing their real everyday extraordinary stories.
Which brings me to today's guest. So when I ran into her, I knew I wanted her to be on this stage because often when you run into people and you're in a hurry and you're rushing through life and you say, hey, how are you? And you sort of blurt at each other like your resume really quickly, like what you're doing, what everybody's doing, and everything's great. It's great. It's fine. Okay, bye. And I ran into this person and she was so real. She was like that day, she was exactly what I needed because things. I was grumpy that day and I went on Facebook and everyone who they were all sharing happiness and I just hated every single person that day and their happiness and everything. And I saw this person and she was just like, ugh, you know, that's just our Facebook face. That's we all do it, you know. And she was so real that day. I think I might have French kissed her. But Peggy, are you there? Did I French kiss you that day?
No, but, you know, the vibe was there.
But I love what you said, Carrie, because, you know, we all have those days where everyone else is perfect except me and everyone, they're doing their things at me. And Peggy, you brought that to your story when you joined us live on stage in 2016. You were in the Champagne Show in 2016 and you shared a story called Birthdays, Yoga, and the C Word.
Let's just jump right to the C word, can we?
So that was a play on words, but tell us what the C word really meant.
Yeah, so it's not what you think. The C word is comparison. So I like to say, I like to quote Teddy Kennedy, comparison is the thief of joy because it's so true. Mm-hmm. And what Carrie was saying about Facebook, and I see this with, I've got adult kids and they get on Facebook, they get on Instagram, and it's just one big comparison. And it just sucks the energy out of people. It sucks the joy out of life. And it's not real. So my goal is trying to take away that comparison and open it up and look at the real person. We're all flawed. I mean, sure, we like to post our, I post my nice pictures on Facebook too, but that's not my whole life. you know, I have crappy days, like that day we saw, I think we were in Karen's closet.
Yes.
And I was just like, yeah, it was like one of those things. Oh my God, if I read another Facebook post about everyone's perfect kids, I'm going to throw up.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Yeah.
This topic is so important to women today in this height of social media craze. Let's go ahead and listen to your story from the show, and then we'll come back and talk about it. So here is Peggy Pritchard live on stage in Champaign, Illinois, in the 2016 cast of That's What She Said, sharing birthdays, yoga, and the C word.
Hey, everyone. This is kind of a big day for me. I mean, here I am on stage, and it also just happens to be my birthday. Thank you. Okay, thank you. So I've never really had an issue with aging. I don't mind getting older because, hey, it's a lot better than the alternative, right? So before I tell you how old I am, I wanted to share some things I've learned on my journey to middle age. So a few years ago, I decided it was time to do some soul searching. So I took a long look at myself in the mirror and noticed a giant hair growing out of my chin. I pulled that sucker out, and then I realized that I was spending way too much time and energy focusing on things that just didn't matter, like what people thought of me and the dreaded C word. Not that C word. I'm talking about comparison. Yes, I was the queen of comparison. I spent a lot of time comparing myself and my life to everyone else. Was I smart enough? Was I successful enough? Was I fit enough? Did I have enough kids? Should I have a bigger house? Go on more vacations? And on and on and on. It was like I was measuring my own success with other people's yardsticks, and I never felt like I was enough. And on top of that, I would look at my own life, which was pretty good, great husband, kids, good job, and ask myself, what the heck is wrong with you? Why aren't you happy with what you have? And I'll tell you what, Facebook does not help. You know, looking at someone's great vacation pictures when you're not feeling that hot about yourself is not going to get you anywhere. You know what, though? I was so tired of feeling this way. I wanted to change. And I decided to work on myself from the inside out. So I started reading some books on the subject. And there's some really good ones out there if you need some advice. And I started meditating. And that helped me to see things in a whole new perspective. And I developed a mantra. Yes, a mantra. Want what you have, and you'll have what you want. You know what? It works, because I became so much more content with my life. And I was able to look at my own accomplishments and see that not only was I enough, but I was pretty badass. Not really. So that brings me to my next discovery of middle age. So now that I'd let go of comparison, I was able to start saying yes to things that were a little bit outside of my comfort zone. Like this, and the time I taught yoga to football players. So some of you know I'm a yoga instructor. Well, now you do. And a few years back, I was asked to teach yoga to the U of I football team for balance and flexibility and all that stuff. Well, I thought no big deal. I mean, I've been teaching yoga for a long time, and how much different could it be? Well, these were college football players. But there I was, middle-aged mom in my yoga pants, teaching the entire U of I football team how to do downward facing dog. And that is a yoga pose. And for the first time in my life, I actually felt petite. You tall girls know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, and then there was Haiti. Going on a mission trip to Haiti was definitely outside of my comfort zone. But when Carol asked me if I wanted to go on the soul journey, of course I said yes. How could I turn that down? And then she asked me what my biggest concern about going to Haiti was. Now, I could have said getting a tropical disease or getting mugged in a third world country. But I said, you know, Carol, my biggest concern is sharing a bathroom with 12 women for an entire week. Yeah, pretty shallow, right? But you know what? that wasn't bad at all because we became really close on that trip. And yes, it was physically and emotionally challenging, but it was also life-changing because I will never forget the people I met in Haiti, the beautiful orphans, the wonderful volunteers. And if I hadn't said yes to Haiti, I never would have experienced that. And my heart isn't Haiti. Haiti needs us. And then about 9 months ago, I decided I was a writer, and I started a blog called Life, about life in the middle years. And it's not serious journalism. It's just me blogging about stuff like what I had for breakfast or walking my dog or yoga or whatever. But you know what? It's been a great creative outlet for me because every time I post a blog, it's like I've given birth to a whole new idea without the labor pains. And I'm hoping that maybe it'll inspire other people to, you know, go for it and try new things too, because that's the beauty of saying yes. It opens a door to living a fulfilling life at all stages, because we never know what's around the corner. Like most of you, I've had loss. 25 years ago, I lost my oldest brother in a plane crash. Joe was an amazing, talented man who lived every life, every minute of his life to the fullest. And then over the years, I've lost many friends and acquaintances to accidents and illnesses, too young as well. And now I'm gradually losing my father to Alzheimer's, and they say it's the longest goodbye. So what have I learned from all this? Well, the importance of embracing all the good things in life when they happen. The value of saying yes to new things, no matter if they're scary, and to living a life beyond comparison. Now, I'm 53 years old today. Thank you. And if you ask me, life just keeps getting better and better because it is what we make of it. Namaste.
So, Peggy, I forgot it was actually your birthday on the day of the show.
It was my birthday, and okay. That made it kind of even more fun.
Right. So how many people get to spend their birthday doing that? Standing on stage with a microphone in front of several hundred of your closest friends. How was that experience for you?
You know, it was great. And I was kind of going through this phase the few years before that where I was just like, what the heck? I'm just doing everything someone asked me to do. You know, and I know it's like, what was with me? But I did the Dancing with the Stars. I taught yoga to football players. You know, I'm in my 50s. So that was like a stretch, no pun intended. But, it was so much fun. And you guys, I was a really shy kid. I grew up in a big family of 8 kids, and I was sort of just, you know how that is. Some kids kind of just blend into the floor. And I think I kind of, as I got older, and when I say older, you know, a lot older, I kind of just came into my own, and I had no fear. I mean, I probably made a fool of myself, but I don't care. I think it was really freeing to just talk about these things. I know most women go through this, not all, but most. And I was just going to throw it out there and admit that I, you know, to compare.
Yeah. So. And you talk about where you are in life. You call it the middle. Yeah. Between growing children and aging parents. And you, I mean, you really embraced it in a way that most women, I think, would shy away from. You launched a blog, you performed live on stage. You know, you really were out there sharing your story of what it was like to be in your shoes. So you certainly did not blend into the floor. You stood up and took your place in the world.
Yeah, I guess I did. And I didn't regret it one bit.
You went to Haiti. You know,
I was going to say, Peggy was on.
We were together,
Right, so our audience probably doesn't know yet that the She Said family also created, organized, and launched multiple mission trips to God's Littlest Angels Orphanage in Haiti. And Peggy, that year that you were in the show, you also participated in the 2016 mission trip. And so that was just another layer to your experience of connecting with women in your community and having even a larger impact.
Right. I mean, that was such a special trip. As you know, you were both there with me. It was just such an honor when I was asked. I felt like I was picked. But it was just so wonderful to go. It was outside my comfort zone because anyone who knows me knows I don't like to rough it. but it was fun roughing it. And, you know, even the cockroaches on the floor, it was all good.
All right.
We all survived. Yep. Yeah. And I still have such a place in my heart, as you know, for one of the women who started her own, you know, Joyce Trainer over there with her own 10 kids she basically adopted. And that's kind of my touchstone when I start, you know, you get into this first world problems. And then, you know, when they start getting weird, you're like, oh, let me see what's going on over there in Haiti,
right.
You know, and it totally puts it into perspective. I mean, that was a gift to be able to go there. And, you know, I'm not trying to sound like so, you know, high and mighty, but it really was. And I think you can relate. It just makes you see things from such a different perspective.
Well, I think that's what makes you so special is I would never describe you as high and mighty or thinking you were high and mighty, you know, thinking of those sort of the real in my head, the snapshots of you in Haiti, connecting with children and the women there. And, you know, you had told us that you were not a big fan of roughing it, but there was no stopping you. You were right in there the whole time.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was like one big girl's slumber party for adult women.
Right. It's universal.
And yeah, just, you know, riding in the back of the truck, there are so many great memories and they keep popping up. That's one good thing about Facebook is they pop up and you're like, oh, that was a good one. Yeah, that was something I really will cherish. And I know everyone who went will, but it does change you. And you don't have to go to Haiti. I mean, there's so many other ways you can get that same experience and kind of come out of your, you know, when you start feeling kind of sorry for yourself or whatever, you know, look outside and see what's really happening.
I love that you keep using the word perspective because you have shared through your blog and through your voice, you know, that as you get older, you gain perspective and, you know, it takes that the pain of that comparison away because you see the world through a much larger lens. And your story really showed that. And I know that there are women who are hearing this right now who needed to hear this, who, you know, are struggling with wherever they are at in their journey and just needed a reminder. Just, you know, it's just a gentle, simple reminder that, you know, life is beautiful and we're all okay. We're all trying to put our best face forward.
Right. And it doesn't, you know, the age thing is not really an issue. And one of the other speakers, Debbie, who was in the 60s, and she did a great, and she does still do a blog about the last third of your life. And, you know, it's so important because they say this, and it is true, as you get older, you really stop caring so much about what other people think. And you also kind of, you laugh at yourself. Okay, you know, where it used to be like you're obsessed about your body. Well, now you kind of laugh, you know, when you see the parts, you know.
It's so true. It's so true. I was on the phone with our
friends love me. Yeah.
Right. I was on the phone with our co-founder, Jill, the other day, and she said, I'm going to come over. What are you doing? I said, oh, no, don't. I'm in a tankini. That's bad enough. But my belly is making the tankini roll up. So, it you know, it's just not a good look. And she said, well, that's OK, because I'm just sitting in my car tweezing my chin hairs. And I thought, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we would have never admitted that our, you know, our belly made our tankini roll up. We would have never been in a tankini, and we certainly would not have laughed about sitting in our car tweezing our chin hairs. And I know you talked about that on the stage with your own chin hair issue.
Chin hair.
Right. Live on stage. But ladies out there in the audience, raise your hand because nobody can see you.
Solidarity. Chin hair solidarity.
I've got a 20-something daughter, and that age is so hard with the comparisons. And they've got Instagram influencers, which I don't even know what that is.
I hope that women like you and women who are listening can use this as an opportunity to have that conversation with their teen and tween daughters because social media is only going to get bigger and get worse. And if we get ahead of it and we have those conversations, you know, they can be a tool for great things. Social media can be an amazing tool for making the world a better place as long as we are taking responsibility, being proactive, and talking to the girls today about how they are perfect and beautiful just the way they are. And Peggy, thank you for bringing that to light and for sharing your story and bearing your soul, so to speak, on your birthday. Wait, you said it in the story. How
53?
Old were you? You were 53 that night.
Yeah, so I'm coming.
We had
up
the
on
big
56.
Reveal.
Yeah. Yeah. So
53 again.
I know I'm older than you too, and I will say it's great.
And you just keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
You work at it.
Duh.
Peggy, I love that you just keep on finding opportunities to empower other women by joining us here today on the She Said Project podcast. You know, we were hoping to share these stories with even more women who just need to have that moment of solidarity. So thank you. Join us each week as we share more stories from the She Said Sisters, from the She Said Archives, from the live That's What She Said shows. I'm Jeanette Jerzyk. With me is Carrie Rosso, and this is the She Said Project Podcast. Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives. Learn more at sterlingwealthmanagement.com.